a gorgeous young lady who has not just rocked albinism, but is making it almost her job. Nontobego Mbuya is 21 years old from UKZN Howard College campus, studying a BA degree in criminology and political science, and a part-time model.
Yeah.
Hey, Nontobego, welcome to Kerry's Couch.
Hi.
So you have been to East Coast Radio before.
Yes, I have.
My name is Kerry, and I'm very happy to meet you. And before I met you, obviously, I saw some of your photos, and... Mm-hmm. I mean, when did you realize you could go into modeling, like that your looks were just so beautiful and different?
Well, I had so many people approaching me, telling me to start modeling because, like, modeling, I didn't have, like, wasn't a dream.
Yeah.
Because I've always wanted to be a fashion designer. So I was like, oh, okay, why not? Let me just do it.
Yeah. So you wanted to do fashion design.
Yep.
And then you landed up going into modeling. And then, but hold on, but now you're doing a BA degree in criminology and political science.
Yeah, that's something I'm passionate about. Like criminology, oh goodness, I love criminology because there's so much injustice, especially in like developing countries like South Africa, for instance. So I just want to make a difference, help people and solve crimes.
That's cool. It's kind of cool, like a superhero.
Yeah, sort of.
Nontobego, let's go back a little bit. So when were you born? Because you're 21 now.
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
23 March 1997.
23rd of March. Okay. Yeah. 1997.
Yep.
Sheesh. That's, I was in grade 10 then.
Oh, my goodness.
And, okay, so let's get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You were born... with albinism.
Yes, I was.
Is there anyone else in your family with albinism?
No.
Did you ever find out from your parents how they reacted when they found out or when they first saw you?
Yes. My mom was actually happy because she always wanted to have an albino child.
Really?
Yes. And my dad, he was a bit shocked, but... yeah, he accepted me.
And are your mom and dad still together?
Yes, they are.
And do you have any siblings?
I do, an older brother and sister.
And growing up, did you ever feel different in the family?
Not really. I didn't even know that I was albino till the age of like 10.
Well, no, what do you mean?
I'm serious. Like, I didn't know. I just, they always told me that I was light skinned because they're like different shades, right, of skin color. So I always thought I was like light skinned. I didn't know that I had a condition of some sort. And I always felt like everyone had like an eye problem. I wasn't the only one. And so I felt like we all like couldn't see properly. We were affected by the sun. Yeah.
Because I mean it was your normal, so it must be everyone's normal. So
yeah.
I must be honest, when Nontobego walked in this morning, she looks like she's come off a rodeo drive. Like she's beautiful, tall, very funky sneakers,
you.
This gorgeous black dress and this amazing gold necklace. I mean, you really are so well put together. Okay, so then when you were growing up and someone said to you, you know they asked the colour, if you're filling out a form, are you black? Have you ever said I'm black?
Yes. I've always said that because I am black. It's just that I lack pigmentation.
And often and I understand why, you hear about someone with albinism not being able to be in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that like you have to be careful in the sun, or do you genuinely have to stay out of the sun?
Well, you have to be careful where your sunscreen hits, whatever, you have to be covered. If you do like stay in the sun, make sure that you have a sunscreen on and you constantly reapply it just to make sure that you don't have sunburn.
What happens if you get sunburn?
Okay, sunburn like hurts like hell. Oh, so you don't want to get sunburn. So it's painful and you can actually get skin cancer from it. So
of course.
Bad.
So sitting with me today is Nontobego Mbuya, 21 years old, and you're at varsity now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a love life?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a special someone in your life?
Yep.
But did you find at all that there was a stigma attached to being a woman with albinism when it came to dating?
I really don't know, but people stare a lot. They stare. I'm sure they are curious, have questions, but... I don't have any, I don't know of any stigmas attached to it.
And then I have to ask this question because it's one of the things you hear about a lot. And I want, first of all, I want to know if it is really true and if you ever wonder about it. When it comes to Muti, so you know where I'm going with this.
I know.
The stigma, I'm sorry, it's not a stigma. You hear about stories where someone with albinism, their body parts. How does it make you feel if you hear or read something like this?
Well, I feel so bad for people who believe that because it's clear that they're not literate and they actually don't know much. And we have to feel sorry for them. And instead of like attacking them, we have to inform them about it and make sure that they have a better understanding of what it really is so that we can limit it. Well, the belief is like many people believe in this Muti thing. Your older generation, and we have to make sure that it stops there, it ends there with the older generation. It doesn't get passed down to the younger generation, so that all these killings end in a way. Yeah.
Have you ever felt like maybe you had to be scared for your life?
Well, I actually did an assignment on albino killings, and ever since I've done it, I've always like felt insecure, paranoid. I even bought a pepper spray because I just didn't feel safe.
Don't Tobago, the most common. When was the last time you cried?
When was the last time I cried? Well, it was actually last semester because I just felt like I wasn't doing well in my studies, so I was sad about it.
But are you one of these overachievers that if you're getting like a,
sorta.
Okay, so if you get like a 69%, you're in tears because it's not good enough.
Yeah, kind
of. What year are you in now?
Third year.
You're in third year.
Final year, yeah.
And what is the future hold for Non-Tobago? What is your, like, your dream? Or do you have a five-year plan? Or where do you go from here?
I have so many plans. Well, next year I'm actually going to DUT to do fashion design, fashion and textile.
So you're going to be a criminologist?
Well, criminology is going to be like a later in life kind of thing.
Okay.
When I'm old and, you know.
And you're not fashionable anymore.
Yeah. So that's like a long term thing.
Yeah, okay.
So I actually want to do fashion. I want to be more into the fashion industry. I want to express myself through garments, you know, yeah, and all that. So,
and I wanted to ask you, do you plan on, or do you want to get married and have children? Is that something that you
I do
want
to have children. I don't know about marriage because I don't believe in marriage.
That's my girl.
So I do want to have a family, children and all that.
What are the chances of your child or children having albinism?
Well, if maybe at that time I'm with an albino guy, well, it's like 99% chances. Like, there's, like, a greater chance of me having an albino child.
If both of you have albinism.
Mm-hmm. But then if my partner doesn't have albinism, then it's, like, next to a negative.
Oh, really? So it's very little chance.
Yep.
If there's someone listening right now who has albinism, but unlike you, doesn't feel that confidence is there, maybe feels like he or she wants to hide a little bit. Look, maybe you also are lucky because you were born also beautiful. Mm. So, you know, to be able to model and look the way you do, you're gorgeous. So maybe someone is not as lucky, I want to say, and they're sitting at home and they don't want to leave and they don't know how to make friends and they feel like albinism is actually more of a curse. What would you say to him or her?
Well, I'd say in order to like feel beautiful, you have to understand what you really are and what you stand for. I mean, you can find you can't find beauty in things that you do not understand. So just understand yourself, know who you are, know your worth and what you want in life, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much for coming to speak to me. And I wish you nothing but the best for your future. You're welcome to come visit us anytime. And when you are a famous fashion designer, don't forget us, eh? Maybe we'll have our East Coast, our next East Coast radio shirts designed. Like a nice Divine shirt designed by Non Tobago. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.